fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 8th day of June, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. Today we have our volunteer deputy, Hendrick Brentz, and we will have everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Hendrick, turn it over to you.
Good morning, John. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Hendrick. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a great day. And remember, Kudzu is king.
Roger that. Thank you. All right. The prepper tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness. And a second additional prepper tip, read the owner's manual for your motor vehicle. I learned recently that a friend had not read her owner's manual and did not know she was supposed to monitor the gauges on the dashboard, did not know that when a red light comes on for temperature to shut down the vehicle and call for help. So read your owner's manual. It may save you a lot of grief and a lot of expense. So hopefully you'll do that. Okay, we're going to have open lines this first half hour. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have Leon Green with us, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have more and more revelations about what's going on with the emails. Dr. Fauci's emails being revealed, very damning evidence that we had scientists and doctors informing Dr. Fauci that hydroxychloroquine was effective. He ignored that. That other treatments were effective, but he ignored that. He was complicit up to his eyeballs in bringing the virus from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to China to complete their work as a biological weapon My belief happened is they took the virus as far as they could in the United States without committing a crime, which it's a crime to develop biological weapons in this country. That's when they took it to Wuhan to finish making a proper biological weapon. Now, Mike Adams is saying that he feels that because China is now being exposed, because they were making a biological weapon that was either released intentionally, which I believe was the case, or escaped. Why do I think it was released intentionally? Well, the videos coming out of China. There was a number of videos showing men, maybe a woman or two, walking down a street in China, allegedly sick from the Wuhan virus, falls face down, bleed out, and die. Well, I was watching one of those the other day, and I watched it very carefully. I watched it a couple of times. I noticed the man's hands were held in such a position down below his waist that he could catch himself with his hands before his face hit the concrete. Pretty smart thing. It was not all that obvious. You'd have to look at it very carefully to catch that. Clearly, that was a staged event. And in March of last year, I was asking that question here on this radio show. How come people aren't walking down the street in America falling down face first, bleeding out and dying? How come that's not happening? Well, it wasn't happening for a very good reason, because people in America were not dying from COVID in that manner. Nobody died from COVID in that manner. If you're that sick that you're near death, you're not going to be out walking around down the street. But it made very graphic and very scary video, didn't it? The videos of the doors and windows of apartment buildings in China being welded shut. Videos of villages putting up roadblocks so people could not enter their village. It was all done with, and I was on my Caribbean cruise in February when this is all taking place. It was really scary, and I have to admit, I made what I consider to be prudent preparations because I didn't know what was going on at the time. I know one of the goals of the people who make biological weapons is to have a transmittable form of anthrax, which was one of the holy grails of a biological warfare for decades. So I made sure that I had the proper protective gear for myself and my family, which I already did. I just confirmed that. And then I started observing and noticing what was going on. And my observations told me that 2 and 2 weren't adding up to be 4. There was something really broken about what was going on, terribly broken about what was going on. And I started reporting on that. I'm still reporting on it. We now have dozens and dozens of reports, written reports, video reports at my website at thelibertyman.com that you can read, that you can watch. Reports that are come from very high-level scientists and doctors, people like Dr. Mike Yaden. If you've heard this before, no apologies, because there's people who haven't heard this. This is talk radio. There's people who've never heard this message before. And it is that important. You need to hear it. You really do. So hopefully you'll hear it. Hopefully you'll understand what's going on and why. And okay. And you'll educate yourself to the point where you can inform others. That's my goal, is to educate yourself to the point where you can educate others. Now, when it comes to matters of science and medicine, people want to hear statements and see interviews with people that have very serious high-level credentials. That's what they want to see. That's what I want to see. And I hope that's you have the same attitude. I hope you do. Because that's really where the rubber meets. It really is. Now, let's go to my website here, and I'm going to scroll down. We're going to talk about some of these videos and interviews. Scroll down the right side to the COVID-19 updates, panel one. Now, the first four are interviews and videos with Dr. Mike Yeadon. Now, if you don't know who Dr. Mike Yeadon is, he was a vice president at Pfizer and director of research at Pfizer. This is a man with the highest level, most serious credentials that you can imagine in the area of both virology and vaccines. A big supporter of vaccines. He was the director of allergy and respiratory research at Pfizer, a man who spent most of his adult life developing what he thought were great vaccines. I disagree with the concept of vaccines, and the more I know about them, the less I like them, I'll never have another vaccine. But he's not only a high-level scientist, he's also a man who has helped develop vaccines. And what does he say? What does Dr. Pfizer say? He says, I don't think you could come up with a better plan for depopulation than the pandemic and vaccines. Now, in simple terms, that means these things are going to kill people. Depopulation. The goal is to kill hundreds of millions of people, billions of people. That's the goal. So what do? They take a flu virus that really is no more dangerous than any other flu virus. It's far more easier to catch. I must admit that. It is highly, highly transmissible. And if you think wearing a mask, it filters down to 10 microns when the flu virus is 1 micron, you're fooling yourself. It's a different topic. Highly contagious. But unless you're obese and have secondary issues such as diabetes, heart issues, lung issues, you're probably not going to die. Now, people with type A blood, they get really, really sick. Steve Hunt, my Thursday guest, he has type A blood. He got really, really sick, and he recovered. So you take a flu virus. It's not terribly deadly. It kills 0.3% of the people that get it. And you make it sound really scary. You instill fear in a general population. And that was done by design to make people so fearful that they would want the vaccine. They would clamor for the vaccine. They would demand a vaccine. I personally know people who signed up for as many as 3 different clinics spread out more than 100 miles apart so they could get the vaccine first. That's not all that extraordinary. People wanted this vaccine really, really bad. It is a friend of mine, I've mentioned this before, he plays cards once a month with 3 medical doctor buddies of his, all 3 of whom got the COVID shot, all 3 of whom thought before the card game that this was FDA approved. These are medical doctors. Now, these aren't blue-collar men who make a living in a blue-collar profession. No, these are medical doctors. And all 3 thought that the COVID shots were FDA approved. No, it's called emergency use authorization. Emergency use authorization. EUA. That means it has a given authority for it to be used, but it has not gone through the protocols that vaccines have to do to get FDA approval. And at this point, why would they spend the money? Why would they spend millions of dollars to get FDA approval when they're already selling as much of this as they can make, as fast as they can make it? Now, there's been previous attempts to make coronavirus vaccines, multiple attempts to get through the FDA approval process. And they never got through the FDA approval process. Why is that? Because when they got to the part of animal testing, all the animals died. So what people are getting shot into their arms right now never went through those protocols. We are the guinea pigs. We are the lab rats being tested to see what happens. Now, there's others. We have a French scientist who won a Nobel Prize. I don't have his name here in front of me. He's gotten a lot of attention in the last 2 or 3 weeks. A Nobel Prize in virology. He says these COVID shots are poison. And others. Other high-level people with very serious medical and scientific credentials saying, quite frankly, without hesitation, that these COVID shots are poison and they're going to kill people. It's hard to wrap your brain around this many people dying worldwide. It's difficult. But we need to do that. We need to come to a spiritual accommodation with what's coming at us. Now, my experience being a combat veteran in Vietnam is different than many others. I was reading the obituaries when I was 20 years old. Obituaries of friends of mine who didn't make it, that died in Vietnam. Most 20-year-olds don't read the obits, but I did. And many people, not just veterans, were doing the same thing because so many of our friends were dying in Vietnam. So I was not really all that exceptional to be reading the obituaries when I was 20. Many of us baby boomers were doing the same thing because we were losing so many of our friends. It's difficult. I'm not saying it's easy, but for our own peace of mind, for our own mental health, we need to do that. We need to come to an accommodation and somehow, some way, understand and accept the fact that many of our friends, our neighbors, people we're related to by blood and marriage, it may be a spouse, maybe a sibling, maybe a parent, maybe adult children, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, all kinds of people, they will be dying, the ones that got the COVID shot. Be lots of funerals. I don't know if the demand for funerals will exceed the capacity of the industry to handle that. I simply don't know that. It could get to the point where they cannot handle the mass fatalities in a traditional American sense of the word for dealing with our loved ones who passed away with either a cremation or a burial in a coffin in a cemetery. It could get that bad. Now, the same experts I'm talking about, they're in complete agreement that people will die. There's no agreement on the percentage of people. Will it be 10 or 15%, 20, 30%, 50% more? There's no agreement on that. There's also no agreement on how soon these mass casualties will take place. 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. The range seems to be, best I can tell, between 6 and 24 months. Now, there was something that was on the internet, and I'm sure there's screen captures that have saved the reports from the Deagle Company. No relation to my friend Dr. Bill Deagle. The Deagle Corporation is a think tank that provides analysis for entities that hire them to do so. Could be corporations, could be governments. And they were reporting that by 2025, which is less than 4 years away, that most Americans will be dead, or a good percentage of them. And a lot of speculation in the last several years. The Deagle Report's been public record now for about 3 years or so. A lot of speculation. How can that happen? Well, those of us who study war know that war is not a very efficient way to kill mass numbers of people. It simply isn't. Starvation is, and disease is. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th day of June. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Once you know what's really going on, you're going to want EMP Shield devices on all your vehicles, your home, your generator. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, given everything I said the first 19 minutes of this show, you need to know the following. That's my friend Mike Adams. I've been a guest on Mike's show, and I've become a big fan of Mike Adams, his work he does. He does a daily update, and he has some excellent sources. And here's Mike's analysis. Here's the following of Mike's analysis. The communist Chinese are becoming quite aware of the exposure of them using a biological weapon against the United States and the rest of the world. President Trump has commented on this publicly. Mike's private sources are telling Mike that the Chinese communist timetable for invading the United States has been moved up from 3 or 4 years into the future to this year. This year has slightly more than 6 months left, by the way. And that We've been fighting World War III for some time now. It's called asymmetric warfare. The culture war has been going on for 60, 70 years plus. The economic warfare against us, the biological warfare against us, the economic warfare against us have all been taking place for some period of time. What's left? Well, that's the what's called kinetic warfare, the actual invasion of this country. There's been some comments that they want to invade and take over Maricopa County to stop the count. Well, that'd be pretty obvious, wouldn't it? if there was an invasion, it won't just be Maricopa County in Arizona. No, it would be the entire country would be invaded. They may use covert assets that couldn't be easily connected or connected at all to China to knock out what's going on in Maricopa County. But I don't believe it would be an overt Chinese attack on Maricopa County. I think it's highly unlikely. We need to keep in mind a book that the Chinese live by when it comes to both economic and military matters is The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. It's T-Z-U, Tango, Zebra, Uniform, General Sun, S-U-N, Sierra, Uniform, November, Sun Tzu, a book older than a Christian Bible. Mandatory reading in most military academies. Reading it is one thing. Implementing those principles is quite another. And the Chinese implement these principles on a daily basis. So get that book and read it. You want to know what the Chinese are doing, how they're doing it. You really need to read The Art of War. We have a caller on hold here. We haven't heard from him for a while. John, Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. I may drop off. I'm up in Illinois this morning. You and I both have been saying since the onset of this what it was. We've known for over a year. It was developed at UN, University of North Carolina. We know that it was developed in conjunction with the military. We know that the United States actually put the laboratory in Wuhan. So when is it that these people are going to be held accountable? When is it that we're going to see Fauci and Gates and even the administration of the University of North Carolina that was involved in developing this held responsible? You know, I get it. It's frustrating. But now, John, we're to the point where so many people are beginning to understand that you and I and others on RBN and others that were awake and alert were correct. This is a farce. This is mind control. This is genetic modification. This is genocide. So let's call it what it is.
Well,
I'm interested in hearing your comments.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. There's about 5% of the adults in this country who are well-educated and not necessarily with a degree from university, but well-read might be a better word, high IQ people that influence what's happening in this country. They own businesses. They know people that influence people in every level of government, from the county level to the state to the federal level. These 5% of the well-read high IQ people in this country influence what happens in this country to a great extent. And China knows this. China knows that these well-read, well-educated people, high IQ people, are waking up, and they'll be contacting their state reps, their state senators, their federal reps, their federal senators, and letting them know that the game is up. And that's why China may need to make their move. John,
I've got
one call.
Comment if you can hold me over.
We'll get that comment after the break. Hold on.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th of June. We got held over from the last segment there. John with a final comment. Go ahead, John.
All right, I'll make it quick. John, I'm a product of the 60s, Troy Public Schools. I believe, truthfully, the lab actually taught people how to think rather than what to think. College should be avoided at all costs. The credentialed people that you speak about are lying and have been lying and have been given great credence. Documents and diplomas. College should be avoided at all costs. University, one out of many. Teach people how to think, how to regurgitate. Teach them what to say, how to regurgitate, to pass, to get the piece of paper so they tell the lie that they believe to be true. So credentialed people, phooey. Okay, someone that's able to think may not be, articulate, may not be able to have flowery speech, but have taught themselves how to think and have an ability. to put two and two together and actually see beyond the lines, read between the lines, and come to a conclusion that makes more sense than the so-called scientific facts. Again, college should be avoided at all costs. Send your kids to school for 4 years, get them home, and you don't know them. They're completely different. They've stripped everything that you spent your life, blood, sweat, tears, fortune, and health to bring about. They changed your children. Avoid college at all costs. Don't go.
Okay, John.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there, products you may not know even exist. How about a wood-burning stove that has no smoke? Yep, there is such a thing. And I'm affiliated with the company. I'm the executive vice president of the Liberator Rocket Heater Company. And other things there, such as the Daily Intelligence Briefing, updated every 24 hours. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner. I talked to Tom Berryhill yesterday. He's been struggling to get the computer chips he needs to make the energy cleaners, but he's got them in, and he's promising a delivery of energy cleaners over the weekend or early next week. It's been a challenge for him and for all of us. So if you got arthritis pain issues, check out the energy cleaner. You want to sleep with a small child overnight like I do, get yourself an energy cleaner. Details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. To order your energy cleaner and your mattress pad that goes with it, just call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. This is 24 Minutes. We look forward to every week to talk to Leon Green about a very special line of products, the doTERRA Essential Oils. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Leon, we got our first call already. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Real good, sir. What's
hello,
on?
Leon. Listen, I'm calling because I wanted to ask you if you've ever heard of a woman named Sybil Edmonds. S-I-B-E-L.
I have not.
Oh, you have not.
Yeah, I have heard of her. She started to 9/11.
I think she might have been involved in that, but she worked at the Pentagon or in the up there for and she came out with a book about whistleblower, and she became a whistleblower about what was going on up there. But anyway, she started an organization. She's quite a spitfire, called FUAMI.org. It was originally Florida United Against Mass Insanity.org. And she started this way back and was quite successful in getting her message through in Florida. And she was awesome. She's also now moved on in this, and they're doing a nationwide organization now to people in the United States about these COVID shots, about the COVID insanity, about masking, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just wondering if you would be willing to contact her for maybe a phone-in interview or as a guest or something sometime, because she's quite the person. She really is. She's a spitfire.
And what's her name again?
Sybel Edmonds, Edmonds. And I believe you could probably reach her through that site, FUAMI.org.
Well, we'll see if we can do that. We'll see if we can do that, Charlie.
Yeah, okay. Really, that's about all I had. I don't want to get into it, but I had, if you do get a hold of her, tell her Charlie said hi.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, I'll listen. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Well, That was interesting, and we'll see what happens when we follow up there. Leon, we're almost halfway through this year already, aren't we, sir?
Yes, sir, and this has been a unique year.
Almost a year and a half since we first, you and I were on our Caribbean cruise when the video started coming out of China. I was watching, there's been several videos that came out of China back in February of 2020 of people walking down the street, falling down face first, bleeding out and dying from the COVID-19. I watched one the other day, Leon, where the man had his hands about just below his waist, and he caught himself before his face hit the concrete. People who are passing out from a disease don't catch themselves, do they, sir?
If they're describing it the way, you know, they have in other pandemics that have been horrific, and like hemorrhagic fever and Ebola, you know, once they lose control, it just goes downhill. You know, if they have projectile vomiting and from every orifice, the eyes, nose, anus, penis, everything. I mean, it is so graphic. So, you know, there's so many anomalies.
If you're that close to death, you're not going to be walking down the street in the first place, are you?
That's happening, exactly.
No.
Matter of fact, Dr. Ted Brower, I've been listening to him recently, and he was going in depth. And this is one thing that, you know, they describe, you know, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And he talked about it. And I went online, and, you know, on his website, and he talked. And so he talked about just some of the evil experiments that have been done on mankind in the last 200 years. And so I went to a couple sites. And, you know, United States, you know, everybody knows about the Tuskegee experiment that lasted for 40 years. Blacks were given had syphilis, and then like 10 or 15 years into the experiment, they discovered, or they actually had perfected penicillin. But did they give it to them? No, they actually prevented them from having access to that. And then they were saying they're too tired or too resistant to go in. So we're going to actually go see them, and we'll do that. We'll continue the treatment. So that was just one. And then there's a Guatemala project in which they actually went down to Guatemala and gave them, it was like 30,000 people, syphilis. And they sterilized the girl, the woman, and that was another one. And then they separated triplets and quintuplets to see how they would respond and how the government was sued about that. And everybody knows about the Nazi experiments and skin and things like that, and then very few people know about the one in Japan, which was the Project 731, and they were even more heinous than the Nazis. And then the Russians did the same things; they'd freeze them in water, and they would see how well they could, you know, withstand the pain, and it just goes on and on and on. And so right now, We are looking at the largest experiment in human history.
That's right.
At first, I thought the worst experiment was the cell phones, where they, you know, you have this Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and microwaves right next to your brain, and it was really bad. And I remember when I was first selling electronics, I worked at Circuit City and Best Buy and all these electronic places, and you know they offered to give me the job, Rob, which was a version of communication in which they would talk using your skull and you're using your bones. And I was like, okay, I'm not too keen about that. But once they came out with Bluetooth saying, we'll give this to you, you can stick it in your ear and just leave it in there all day long, and the amount of radiation it'd be able to go into your brain directly was just through the roof. And they talked about the number of kids who would have leukemia and the people who would die from it. And then Wave Shield came out, which was a way, military grade metal wire that was able to attenuate and prevent the brain damaging electromagnetism from, you know, reaching the brain. And so that was the guy who was doing that was so analytical, and so his information was so good that he contacted many locations, and one was San Francisco, and the mayor said, look, the cell companies have to tell us how much radiation is because it's too damaging. And he had so much blowback and pushback from these companies, T-Mobile, Samsung, Nokia, all of the, that he pretty much was railroaded out. And now, you know, we have all these people who've died from it. Ted Kennedy and what's his name? The name's eluding me. He was the O.J. Simpson attorney. And both of them died from inoperable brain tumors. And so there's now been hundreds and hundreds of cases. And these guys were the first ones who were given, you know, the Motorola bricks when they first came out in the late 70s. And, you know, those are the rich people. So they have had 40, 50 years of exposure, and they're dead now. So when people, I see that they have a little blinking dot, or they have those silly earbud headphones.
Yep.
You know, they are just pumping radiation right into the brains. And children's brains are so much smaller. And so we are just guinea pigs. They should change it from, you know, how they describe, you know, people, you know, rats or mice in a lab, to just guinea pigs, because that's what's happening right now. We have just been fed aspartame and mercury and aluminum and all this, and they just want to see how fast they can just eliminate people and what it affects. And it's just horrible, because I get calls from many of your customers saying, you know, I think I may have some toxicity issues, like heavy metal exposure, aluminum, drinking out of cans, and antiperspirants, and aluminum cookware. And we just go down the list, lead. And they also experimented with Army guys and military guys, and then the Stanford experiment. So if you want to just see how evil and diabolical humanity is, just look at, you know, list, just type it in your browser, you know, evil experiments, you know, last 200 years, and you'll have more than enough reading that it'll just show you that the thing that the government really cares about you is ludicrous. You don't hear them say, hey, we want you to be healthy. Eat organic. Stop eating hydrogenated, greasy foods. No GMO. No corn oil and all this. And exercise, zinc, vitamin C, hydrochloride, HCQ, and D3. Do they say that? No, they don't. They have not said that. They didn't say stop drinking, you know, pop. Diabetes is one of the fastest growing diseases in the world now, and they're right now they Nestle just got busted because they were taking sugar and pop down to kids that live in the Brazilian Amazon forest.
Right,
and
I read about that.
They're giving them diabetes. I'm like, holy cow! And the Nestle CEO said, "We cannot. Water is not a right." So it's the world's largest food company, and they.
Nestle is a German company, and we've had Nestle, one of the large springs here in my county, Crawford County. Nestle made several attempts to buy one of the largest springs in the state of Missouri, unsuccessfully. So they want to control the water. Liam, before we get to our callers, we need to remind people that if you want to be healthy, do what Leon and I do. Start using doTERRA essential oils. I'll give a quick summary how to get started. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Go to the product section, you'll find the doTERRA products, and buy yourself the largest kit that you can afford. That's number one. Number two, get yourself a copy of the book, Modern Essentials. You're probably going to want two different editions, the 5th edition and the 12th edition. The 5th edition says things are not allowed to anymore, and the 12th edition has all the latest oils. Last but not least, if you want some private coaching, or perhaps start a little home-based business, contact Leon. And what's that telephone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188, Mountain Time.
Okay, 303-495-2188. Let's get to these callers here. First, we got William in Virginia. Good morning, William.
Oh, yeah, hey. Thank you, John. Can you hear me all right?
Go ahead. You're in here.
Yeah, I had a tip. I was listening the other day on the Freedom Center, where you're having a hard time pulling that up. I experienced the same thing, and I re-entered it without any spaces, and it went right to that spot, the right site.
Well, good, good.
Also, I just want to mention that some great products, and I'd like to hear just a little bit off topic about making citizens arrest. That's something you could do in the time.
Well, it's going to vary. There's 50 states, and the laws are going to vary. In Missouri, it would be a felony committed in your presence, right then, at that time, in your presence, such as armed robbery, murder, felony property damage, that kind of thing. And that's in Missouri's law. You need to check your laws in Virginia there to find out what the laws are in Virginia, William.
Okay,
we have a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th of June. Let's see. Leon, our next caller is David in California. Good morning, David.
Morning, John. Yeah, morning, John. And Leon, I don't disagree with you on certain of your principles about the maluse of chemicals. I used to live in St. Louis where they had just no pollution scrubbers on national lead. It was within blocks of the Anheuser-Busch brewery, and they spewed just lead smoke with no filters, no pollution controls for years. And now these kids are moving in down there in the Soulard area and Tower Grove Park area and whatnot, and that place is just coated with lead. And if they're going to try to grow a garden, my God, you know, they've got to be poisoning themselves. But what I disagree with you on is you were saying don't ever go to college. College is how you learn about these creatures.
Sure, I did not say that. I did not say that.
Well, I think it was Leon that was talking
No. That was John from Tennessee. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, people have got to be educated in chemistry. They've got to be educated in medicine. They've got to be, in order to look out for each other, in order to look out for yourself, you have to be educated in the techniques that they're using. And then one last thing, you were talking about Nestle. As I understand it, they own a section of a county, the water rights in a section of a county in southern Michigan. I think it's in the northwest corner of southern Michigan. And they have drained so much water out of there that an ancient lake that was thought bottomless is now, I'm not sure if it's bone dry, but it's so incredibly low that it's basically ruined the water table in that section of the state. So you're right about Nestle being a company to boycott.
Well, I didn't say anything about boycotting them, but that was not a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, the techniques, like I was saying, college, you know, that's how you learn about boycotts. That's how you learn about, you know, the founding fathers. Depends on which college you go to.
Well,
there are phony colleges.
You need to find a college that's Christian based and teaches truth and real principles as opposed to Marxism. That's what needs to happen there, David.
Well, it's funny. Yes, out here in San Francisco, when you know some of the colleges and universities were found to be in league with, you know, the big polluters and whatnot, we just founded our own colleges. We created our own accreditation. We've got City College out here that, you know, I've learned everything from, you know, financial management and arbitration, mediation, all sorts of different great courses. And it's free to the city residents and for people that are looking for some online college, City College. I think they only charge like $47 a credit hour instead of these tens of, you know, hundreds of dollars a credit hour.
Amazing.
Hey, well, take care. I hear the music.
Okay, David, thank you for the call. We got a top hour break. We got a caller on hold, but we'll be back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.